Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So far, mild as far as Mother Nature goes, but the winter is coming. Don't sleep on it. Don't procrastinate. You know, some form of winter and snow and ice, it's coming. Mm-hmm. We've just been lucky so far.
Yeah.
And your B Morning Coffee Club, we're here to remind you of these things because you need to finally do something.
Every year I procrastinate. Every year I've ever had to get new tires, and I did it again. I literally have to make an appointment today because we do have colder weather coming as early as this weekend. And my husband's like, no way you can drive on those tires. There's no way. I have driven mine until they're almost bald. So it's irresponsible at this point. I have to.
I was going to mention something. I saw things coming out of the side of your tires. I mean, they need to be changed.
They're furry. It's okay.
No,
they're not.
It. No.
They're fraying, and it's dangerous.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, shopping for tires is about as exhausting as shopping for anything else that you just have no enthusiasm about spending a ton of money for. It's like buying a new roof or fixing electrical. Like, you can't see how much, you know what I mean?
But it's a must.
It's an absolute must. But I've been shopping around. I was like, where's the best place to get tires?
When the winter weather comes, and it will, I mean, it's just been
absolutely
mild. Slow down is a big key, but some good tires will really help too.
Yeah.
Because you're just ice skating with those bald things you got there.
At this point, I don't even drive it when it's raining. Because I'll hydroplane.
And
I'm wondering if I'm going to go, I should go all in and just get winter tires. And then when we get close to spring, get my all season. That way I have a really good grip. There's mornings, and we just haven't had it since you moved here. We have not had a really hard winter. But there's mornings that you and I are going to be cutting those first lines on 490.
Exactly.
Coming into work. We are. It's just our tires, and that's it. Because we're out before the plows.
Is he swerving? What did he have to drink? I didn't have anything to drink. I'm just making designs. I'm the only one on the road.
I'm trying to figure out where the right side is.
Exactly. If you're a tire expert, maybe you want to text us and let us know. So you're saying you want to get winter tires, then all season, or maybe you should just get all season?
And I want something I can afford.
Aha! That's the biggest question. I'm sure it's out there. We're just investigating.
Right.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We were talking to Hardy the other day, and he said, just sounding normal, looking normal is the new hot trend in country music. Luke Combs, were you surprised, like us, that you were considered the sexiest man in America at 35 years old?
I was very heavily surprised. heavily surprised. I thought it was like maybe like most cheeseburgers ate. Or it's like this year or something. And I was like, well, that could make sense.
No, People Magazine was giving you
cheeseburgers.
All kind of props there. Are you the new norm? Are you the new sexy Luke Combs?
Maybe we're redefining sexy. That's what's going to be my next album title, Redefining Sexy. And it's going to be like guys that like shirts don't fit that good. And they're like, fall asleep on the couch watching football and stuff. Like, if that's sexy, I'm your guy. I'm your candidate.
I'm right there with you. I do all those things too. Fall asleep during football. Sometimes.
On the couch.
Yeah. My favorite spot.
Uh-huh.
You know, they created that big $1 million business, untucked shirts, because I never like tucking in my shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny is you wear them, and then people like kind of look at you while your shirt's not tucked, and you're like, it's the untucked version. Thank you. That's why I wear it out. That's why I bought these.
Right.
I mean,
so I didn't have to conform.
Exactly.
I didn't have to conform to your tucked in ways. And Luke Combs never tucks in his shirt. And look at him.
Exactly. You know, I went and played golf with Chris Lane when he was over Guitar Stars. And I went to the restroom and I came out and they're like, and I go, excuse me, what? And they're like, tuck your shirt in. I had to tuck my shirt in playing the golf. I'm like, oh, it's just in a restroom. I forgot. Yeah.
Oh, but, no.
But I really don't
you
want...
play at the good golf course, and you can't just walk around like the animal you do here. Get yourself together.
I know, right? Come on, there's got to be something on Steve that you love. That's just a regular guy thing. Normal. Like that's what the trend is right now.
Yeah.
Just be you, be normal, be regular.
Well, Steve's very like regular. He lives in work boots.
Okay.
To me, it's weird to see him in dress shoes.
Uh-huh. All right.
So the work boots for me, I'm just so used to it. Seeing him in work boots that when he's in dress shoes, I'm like, what are you doing in those? Take those off. Those aren't even you.
And what's
Put
funny
work
about,
boots on.
What's funny about that, my wife and I were watching a movie last night, and there was a scene where this really like bad guy government, you know, one of those black ops things who was all like serious and he was chasing down people, but then it showed a moment of him just relaxing, and sure enough he went to a button-down shirt, untucked, and sandals. My wife goes, that's what you would do when you dress up. You have to, but man, the minute that's done, you're right into relaxing gear. Sandals. I love sandals, flip-flops. Yeah.
The shoes come off.
They're off. Gotta let the feet breathe. Oh, come on, God. Let them breathe. But your B Morning Coffee Club, I consider myself full of energy.
Yes, I consider you full of energy.
I can't sit still. I'm constantly moving, nonstop, go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be one that has more energy than me. And no, it's not the Energizer Bunny. I think I got that little pink thing hitting the drum beat.
Yeah.
It's Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton does not stop.
Yeah.
When one project's done, she's on to the next. Now she is hawking a new smell for the holiday season.
Hey, it's Dolly. And I want to share something with you. My Smoky Mountain Gold Limited Edition fragrance is close to my heart, inspired by the beauty and the magic of the Smoky Mountains where I grew up. Oh, it brings back the scent of rich woods, the warm amber, and just a touch of that sweet mountain air. It takes my heart home, and it can take you somewhere special, too.
Dolly.
Please tell me it's a candle and not a perfume.
No, it's a scent. Spray it on
you. It's a perfume for you. You want to smell like the woods?
Smoky Mountain Gold. Okay. And what's so funny is like, I'm full of energy and you could tell. She's full of energy and she keeps it soft. She's grabbing you. But she's right on to the next project. What's next? You know, the cooking book just came out. Songs are still coming out. Music videos. She's got Dollywood, the big amusement
park. She's healthy as a horse, man.
She is.
And she's... I don't know what her diet is. She never really talks about health or any struggles or anything like that. It's always just...
I'm going to investigate. I know some people that kind of know Dolly. Well, okay, they know someone else that knows Dolly. I'm going to try to find out what she
eats. Knows Dolly's cleaning service?
Exactly. Okay. Let's do some investigating next. I know a guy that knows a girl that knows another guy that, helps clean up Dolly Parton's house. And she says she loves to start her day with not a cup of coffee. She calls it a cup of ambition. Wow, even Dolly makes coffee drinking
9 to 5
sexier, doesn't it? It's my cup of ambition.
Pour me a cup of ambition.
Yes, exactly.
Right from the song.
Mm-hmm. She loves some egg salad. She loves cucumbers. She loves tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
She loves, though, if she could only eat one thing for the rest of her life, Dolly Parton loves potatoes.
I'm with you there.
Mixes it all
Stinkin'
up.
Stinking love potatoes.
Yeah.
I do, too. So maybe I'll have the longevity and live as long as Dolly.
Yeah.
But that's pretty common. The older folks who are living longer, they eat like they eat from a garden.
Mm, yeah.
Like they love to eat all of those fresh veggies like that. I know. Me, I'm like, are they frozen? Can I get them for the freezer?
Yeah.